thoughts really are things. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Thoughts really are things. Oh, yes, we've talked about thoughts being things so often, and we think that thoughts are things, and we think of a new house, and that's a thing. We think of a new car, that's a thing. We think of a new attitude, and, well, no, that's not a thing. Well, yes, it is. It's a thing, too. Everything we think about is a thing. So, I'm thinking about something. What are you thinking about? I'm thinking about a warm, lovely day, and I'm thinking about the sprinkler in the front yard, and I'm out there running in the sprinkler, and the neighbors are saying, what a crazy person running in the sprinkler in his front yard. And surrounding me are all the neighbor children and all the children of my family and my mother and father's family and my brothers and sisters' families. They're all there, all 30 of us on the front lawn running back and forth in the sprinkler, and I'm right in the middle of them. Now, that's a thought, isn't it? And I say, what a silly thought. What a silly thought. Yeah, we should all have such silly thoughts. Whatever thoughts we think are the thoughts that make up our beingness. It makes up our happiness, or it makes up our sadness. It makes up whatever it is that we are. Oh, I'm thinking of the thought running through the sprinkler. Now, guess what? I have a beautiful golden retriever. Well, how does he fit in there? He doesn't fit back then when you had all those kids around you when this and that was going on. That doesn't matter. I can take my golden retriever into my memory anytime I want, or into my future anytime I want, because my golden retriever is now. Well, Rex is my golden retriever. So Rex sees us running around in the sprinkling water, and he says to himself, well, why shouldn't I be running with him? So he comes bounding out there and jumping through the sprinkler with us, and he takes a run and a slide, and he jumps on our slide, and he slides down the slide on this big plastic slide, zipping down through the yard with the sprinkler running on it, and with all the kids screaming and hollering and shouting. He's having such a good time. Oh, thoughts indeed are things. And they are big things or little things. Well, now, we read a lot about people who want to have positive living. They want to have abundance. They want to have more money, and they want to have more things in their life. Well, you know, do you appreciate what you have? Do I appreciate what I have? Do I appreciate what I have? Now, I have a little purse, that little folding piece of leather that you put change in it. And I fill it with change. Whenever I get change, I put it in there because I don't want to carry it in my pocket. And so, the other day I went to the hairdresser and to the barber, and I had my hair cut, and I wanted to give the barber a tip. So I took out my little coin purse, which I took along just for that purpose because it was getting kind of fat. And I said, do you mind if I give you some change? And the barber said, why, of course not. I can always use change. And so I dumped the change out, and I said, this is your tip. And he said, wow, great. Well, I hadn't thought about it, but then after I left the tip, I did think about it. And I thought, my goodness, I had $7 in there, $7 for a tip. Now, you say, wow, and that was just a $15 haircut. Well, haircuts be $30, haircuts are $20, haircuts are $15, whatever they may be, $10. But the tip was there. Now, thoughts are things. Now, I remembered that amount of change approximately was there. But I had not counted it, so I have really no idea. It might have been even more, might have been less. But I'm sure it was at least that amount. And so, the barber was very happy with the tip. And the barber said, wow, hey, that's super. Far more than I expected. Well, it's not more than I expected to give, because I mentally had given it. Now, today I think of that tip, and I think of all those coins lying there on the barber's desk counter. And Tomorrow I may think of it too. But what I think of most is when I looked in the mirror at the barber and I saw what a wonderful job they did on my haircut and my beard, gave me a beautiful trim, beautiful haircut. What a lovely thing, a beautiful haircut, a beautiful trim. Wow, I look good. Hey, that looks nice. That's wonderful. Then I went home, and when I went home, I walked around, I took my hat off, and everyone looked at me, and nobody said anything. And the day went on, and then it was supper time. And we were sitting at the supper table, and nobody said anything about my new haircut. And I was thinking about my new haircut, and I was thinking how nice it looks. And then I thought, oh, heck. And so I turned to everybody else, and I said, Ellen, what a lovely haircut you have. You certainly know how to have the most beautiful coiffure that any woman could ever have. And I said, Sylvia, my goodness, your hair looks just so tastefully done, so beautifully done. And Ingeborg, my goodness, you have it combed so beautifully there. How lovely. And then each one of them turned back to me and said, Herb, I see you got a new haircut today. It looks fine. Herb, I see you got a new haircut. Oh, it is so tastefully done. And each one gave me a compliment. Now, that's nice, isn't it? Now, could money buy that? No. It was only attitude. It was only me that bought it. I put out the compliment. I put out the comment. And it came back to me. Now, I could say, didn't anybody see my new haircut? Didn't anyone notice my haircut? I went to the barber today and I got a haircut. Didn't you see it? Didn't you see it? Didn't you notice it? Well, if I had done that, they'd all turn and say, oh yeah, it looks good. They're fine. Cursory looking at my hair, not really seeing it, responding to my need for a compliment, my need to be recognized, my need to be seen, and not really the haircut itself. But when I started to go out and see good in others, when I saw their beautiful haircuts, and I really hadn't noticed how nice their haircuts were until I chose to see them. And then when I saw them, then they chose to see my haircut. They chose to see my haircut without me mentioning it or saying it, but because I had brought it into the conversation. Now, I look at other people and I see them as abundant. And I say to myself, isn't that wonderful? They have all that money to buy that brand new car, to buy that new house and to furnish it and to take care of their family so beautifully. Isn't that wonderful? And that's good. And then I go to them and I say, in a loving, gentle way, Tom, you are something else again. You have such good taste. I look at your clothing and I think, wow, you certainly were brought up with quality. You are a most amazing person. And Tom says, oh, thank you. Thank you. Now, Tom doesn't immediately turn to me and say, Herb, my goodness, you have good taste too. Because that would be no compliment at all. But Tom recognizes that I recognize quality. And then another time I say to Tom, wow, your choice of furniture for your house is just really so suitable. It's just in quality taste. You just have the most delightful choices. And again, he says, thank you very much. He knows he has good taste. He knows he has good quality. But then, as Tom is in my world and sees my home and sees its furnishings, he will pick out things of quality, things of good taste in my home. Perhaps not everything, because it's not his choice. But whatever things are his choice, his quality, his taste, he'll say, Herb, that's a beautiful table you have there. Really, it looks so glorious. It's really very nice. It's a solid table. Well, now, I have a room full of furniture, and all he did was speak about my table. It was a nice table. It was a table that was carefully chosen, and it is a table of quality. Well, Tom could only see what I saw in him. I saw in him quality, and so he saw in me quality. Now, he didn't see some of the furniture that would one day soon leave our home. He didn't see that. All he saw was the quality things relative to who he is. Now, as we go around recognizing people with wealth, we will soon have it. Not that we want their wealth, but we recognize it. We couldn't want the wealth of Bill Gates and its billions of dollars because we can't even spell billions of dollars. Oh, yes, we can spell it. Yeah. Well, count it. Try counting just $1 billion once. The thing is, you see, we admire what Bill Gates does with his money. We admire how he is philanthropic, how he gives it out and shares it, how he does these things. We admire that. Now, we don't admire the amount that he gives out. Well, that amount truly is amazing. We don't admire that. We don't understand it. We only understand that he bought a hospital for a underprivileged community. He did things here and there. And he probably is doing many, many more things that we have no idea about it. But the thing is, as I look at him and I admire the few things that I do know about that he's doing, those things become then admirable in me. And if Bill Gates were to look at my life, he would find something of equal ilk to speak about, of equal treasure to recognize and appreciate. Now, the one table in my house that Tom admired cannot compare to the household full of furniture that Tom has. But I looked with new eyes at my one table, and I recognized its quality, and I began associating it with other pieces of quality furniture, little by little. Not in a rush, but little by little. And pretty soon, my home also, not comparing to the choices that Tom makes of quality furniture in his home, but my home too had quality furniture because it was quality for me and quality of my choice. It happened because I changed my attitude about my home. I began seeing my home filled with quality furniture. I began respecting every piece of furniture I had, and therein new furniture filled my home in the quality that I began to recognize for myself, because thoughts are things, really, thoughts are things. And however I think of things in my life, however I think of things in my world, those things come to be in my experience, because that's what it's all about, and that's all that matters. That's what my life is about. That's what your life is about. Thoughts really are things. Even as simple as the furniture of our house. Have a lovely day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.